The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation for dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the whole, it was an unbelievable, and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud, and so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres, and the main course, he dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of contention. There is nothing lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you, I love Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 732 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 23rd of November, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show, y'all. Big Fatty has been to the P.O. Box. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it was a busy day in the coal mine, even though we are on a, what we refer to as a skeleton staff. And y'all, so, and that just means that Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Dang, I see, Big Fatty, what was that? That scared me. I'm not used to this. Is that some sort of mechanical speaking? Well, y'all, you know, Poodle McNoodle's got to learn all these different things that go on. So, anyway, y'all, speaking of Poodle McNoodle, I don't know how many of you have been over to Kimball... Beaver's Lodge lately, but y'all, there is the very first picture of Poodle McNoodle. Dear gushy Big Fatty, I just do not like that dress. And how she got that picture is beyond me. But y'all, the very first picture of Poodle McNoodle is over there at the lodge, y'all. And y'all, speaking of... Biba, congratulations to that Daniel Biba's younger brother for winning all the awards at the music awards. What's his name? Jesse Biba or something like that. I don't know. Jesse Biba, yes, Big Fatty, Jesse Biba. We love him as much as we love Philip Capice. Y'all, speaking of Philip Capice, my youngest daughter, Nessa, from the Hello, Nessa, little show, y'all, she posted on the Twitter that she was thanking me for getting the Conversation Hat song stuck in her head, and y'all, I had forgotten that, that those boys from the PNS Explosion used that music for their segment, The Conversation Hat. But y'all, they don't do that anymore. No, they've moved on to bigger and better things. Yes, Big Fatty.
True!
Y'all, I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, I have something here for Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Better known as Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, it is not a card. It is an envelope, and y'all, let's just see what Miss Kathy Bacon has sent over here. And she says, you need not read this on the little show, but please give hugs and kisses to Larry H. Vader. Oh, dear Gussie. But anyway, y'all, oh, my God. What is this? Larry, hello. Have a great day, Kathy Bacon. If I don't write letters, then Big Fatty doesn't insert the F word. What? What? Okay. Miss Kathy has sent me. Now, y'all, I have returned the scratch-offs to Miss Kathy Bacon. Did I send her the wrong one? Oh, I... Poor Big Fatty. I sent the scratch-offs to Miss Kathy Bacon, but y'all, but I sent her the California lottery. I sent her the California lottery instead of the South Dakota lottery. But y'all, there's $25 in here. I don't know what this is for. Is that for the cheese sandwich? I don't know, Miss Bacon. Please tell me what's going on with this. Y'all, I just get confused, y'all. So, Miss Kathy, tell me what's going on. I understand why you sent the California lottery back to me. Because, Big Friday, you just know. But, y'all, you know, last week I had that mechanical message from the UPS, and y'all, I had a card in the P.O. box, and y'all, it said, Big Friday, we do not deliver to the P.O. box, so you've got to come by the UPS store and pick up your package, and y'all, I did, and y'all, this has got to be one of the most unusual and interesting boxes I've ever received, because y'all, it's got advertising all over it. But y'all, I'm just gonna open it up and see what it is, because y'all, I really don't have the slightest fucking idea. Oh dear Gussie, let's just see what this is. This is I don't know what this is, y'all. Big Fatty, y'all, I there's no card in here. Y'all, I have received some bacon items, and I've got, what do we got here? We have got the bacon gravy, country style, and y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. Oh, actually, it is spelled C-U-N, no, it isn't. We've got bacon gravy, and we've got some more of the bacon popcorn, and, oh, what is that? Oh, y'all, and, oh, dear Gussie, what is this? Y'all, it is the bacon-flavored soda. Oh, dear. Gussie in McMussy. Y'all, it is two bottles of the bacon-flavored soda. And, y'all, there's a picture of a little child on the front of it. I don't know if this child is missing or not. But, y'all, the little child has got a pig nose. And, y'all, then there's a picture of a man dressed in a bacon costume. Y'all, now, y'all, I have no idea who this is from. It does not have a card in here. I don't know, is this a crema goodie or what? But y'all, the box smells like bacon, and there's nothing here that says who's it from. And y'all, there is bacon chapstick. Oh! Y'all, that is the Chex Mix. That's all I've had to eat today. Y'all, I don't have, there's no card here, nothing. So, y'all, is this a, I don't know. I don't know. It is from Seattle, Washington. Now, I don't know if that is where the bacon company is. But, Y'all, I just don't know. Y'all, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. But y'all, I don't have any ice, so I'm not going to try this bacon-flavored soda without ice. No, Big Patty, that would be vulgar. And y'all, we know we love the bacon popcorn, and y'all, the bacon country gravy, that is the C-U-N-T. I will give that a try, because y'all, I bought some biscuits when I went to the Publix. And y'all, who doesn't love a bacon-flavored chapstick? Yes, Big Freddy, lovely, just lovely. Well, thank you, whoever it was. Thank you for sending something to Big Fatty in the P.O. box. Dear Gussie. Y'all, Big Fatty is a little late on one of these and a little early on the next one. But y'all, we have got two people. And y'all, I mentioned this last week on one of last week's little shows that we had a very special birthday coming up near the full moon. And y'all, yesterday, Monday, which is when I am recording this show, so technically I'm still on time. But Big Fatty, nobody gives a shit when you record the show. Anyway, y'all, it is Tom from the Chicagos. It is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I had forgotten this, but Tom is a twin. And so y'all, he said he pushed himself out first and kept his eyes closed because he didn't want to see what was going on around him. And I, Volga! Just vulgar, Big Fatty. And y'all, I can't blame him. I just cannot blame him. I just can't blame him because I keep my eyes closed too. Yes, Big Fatty, because that's vulgar. But anyway, but y'all, coming up on Turkey Day, which is Thursday, y'all, that is terminally single Tim's celebration day for exiting the birth canal. And y'all, talk about his mama getting stuffed. Well, y'all, can you imagine pushing that baby's arm through your, well, you know, Big Fatty Volga? Big Fatty, y'all, now for some of you have been posting comments over at the BFO, and y'all, normally, when the comments are posted over there, I receive an e-letter notification that there's been a comment posted, but y'all, every once in a while, it goes wonky over there at the BFO, y'all, and I hadn't gotten the comments, and y'all, I went over there, and look at here, there's all kinds of comments, y'all, that's how I found out that Poodle McNoodle had her picture posted over there, anyway, y'all, I have gotten some different things, and y'all, I'm gonna pass this one along, because we're getting close to Turkey Day, and y'all, Terry of Tom and Terry, from the Chicagos, y'all, they are in one of their places somewhere, I don't know where they are, but y'all, he has passed along some tips, and y'all, you might wanna just take these into consideration when you're preparing your Thanksgiving feast of gluttony. But y'all, this is entitled Six Tips to Lose Weight with Fiber. And y'all, fiber gets a bad rap, but let's change that. Why should you love fiber? Well, because it's great for release weight. Oh, Big Fatty, release weight. Fiber helps you feel full, which can prevent gluttonous overeating. And for all the premenstrual women in the house, a high fiber diet can put your chances of breast cancer in half. Or actually can cut your chances in half. Big fatty. You can't even read. But y'all, here are a few simple ways to increase your fiber consumption. Eat a high fiber cereal for breakfast. Y'all, I am not sure if Cheerios qualifies as a high fiber cereal. Number two, snack on fruit and fiber bars. Well, y'all, right there, you know a fiber bar's got fiber in it, but y'all, an apple or a pear or a banana or some figs, y'all, vulgar, do not ever give Big Fatty a figgy pudding. Add beans to your meal. Big Fatty, we do not need you farting any more than you already do. Please skip over that one. Eat wheat bread instead of white bread. Racist! Y'all, it is telling you to eat that dark bread. Oh, dear. Y'all, speaking of bread, that was the thing that I bought at the Sam's Club that I couldn't remember. Y'all, they had these little sourdough bread bowls, and they were two to a package. And y'all, Big Fatty, carved out the innards of one of them, and y'all, I poured some chicken coon chowder in there. So y'all, not only did I enjoy a bread bowl of chicken coon chowder, but I will be able to monitor its progress. But anyway, eat... No, not eat. Meat. Big Fatty! Fatty, please get your vision checked. And it says, meet Amaranth. Who the fuck is Amaranth? Who or what is Amaranth? Well, it is the seed of the amaranth plant. Y'all, that sounds like a poem, the amaranth plant. And y'all, it used to be, no, and it's used as a native cereal in Central and South America. You can all do all sorts of yummy things with it. I don't know that a gentleman caller would enjoy that, but anyway. Bake your own high-fiber goodies, or y'all, you could just take some fiber. And that's what Big Fatty's going to do. And y'all, I have asked that Daniel Bieber... if fiber was going to be provided at the Thanksgiving Hootenanny, but y'all, I have not received an answer back from that. Now, y'all, let me get back to the comments. Y'all, if you have commented to me recently and I didn't get back to you, that is why I didn't get back to you. But thank you for your comments nonetheless. But y'all, they seem to be working again, so maybe they will be less wonky. But y'all, I have received several 20 requests. Laurie Baker Cal, that's Laurie Baker from Laurinburg, North Carolina. Y'all, Laurie, I don't know who you are. If you want to follow Big Fatty on the Twitter, you got to send me an e-letter. Trick Rick, that's Rick Curtis out there in the St. Louis, Mo. Send me an e-letter if you really want to follow Big Fatty. Y'all, Wuzzy Mom, Helen Smith over there in the, Red FF Pop and, Steven the Ock. Could y'all get with her and find out if she really wants to follow me? Jim Burns, that's Jim VT1958. Do you want to really follow me? Bestre Casanova from the Republic of the Philippines. Y'all, I think that's near Mexico. I'm not sure. Fur 4x4. Oh, no, maybe that's Furry 4x4. Ah, Big Fatty from the Denvers. 1001 Albums. Liz from the Californias. Akajuju from Methodonia. Big AZ guy, that's Rob James, Morgan the Bug, Meeble, Joe from Australia. Maybe Straight Bob could check on him. Y'all, we are getting near the arrival of Straight Bob, and y'all, I'm just telling you, I've pulled out the good sanitary wipes for the guest room, and y'all, quite frankly, the thing that I might hear from Straight Bob. What is it, Vera?
This is very hard for me to talk about. but I have to tell you, I love Big Fatty.
Well, of course you do. Everybody loves Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
Big Fatty, I think you don't have to use the W. You said Vera's name and you didn't play that C-Hag thing. Oh, dear, I don't know if we have time because, you know, we cannot go over 20 minutes. Well, Big Fatty, stop talking and play it now, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, I just feel like shitting on a turkey.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat now. Bald. Don't you love me?
Oh, yes. And gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.